Hello guys, awesome day to you. Thank you for bringing me here today and for allowing me to share my knowledge with you guys. Now today I'll be discussing with you the difference between poverty and ignorance. Okay, now this is a very important discussion for me. Why? Because I battled for a very long time to really understand the difference between ignorance and poverty. And not just trying to understand the difference, I was also very eager to know which is worse. Why? Because when you understand a thing, it will be easy for you to know what to do about it. When you understand what the fundamental problem is, it will be easy for you to look for a fundamental solution. Right? So we have two major problems in life. We have poverty on one side and we have ignorance on one side. Now I had to study, I had to give myself to time, I had to ask questions, I had to connect with people, I had to observe to really be able to understand which one is the problem, which one is the mother problem, such that when you deal with the mother problem, it will be easy for you to deal with the other problems. And what I realize is, before I tell you what I realize, I have to first of all let you know what poverty is. Poverty simply means inability to take advantage of opportunities. That's what poverty is. Inability to create and take advantage of opportunities. There are so many other definitions, but this is the simplest definition. Now, ignorance is simply the problem of not knowing. So with that in mind, it simply means that you can be poor without even knowing that you're poor. All right, so if you are poor but don't know or can't know that you are poor because of your level of ignorance, it simply means that you are endangered. Unlike someone who is aware, who is not ignorant of his situation, of his time, of his predicament, that person has a chance. He has a fighting chance. So if I am poor and I am not ignorant to the fact that I am poor, it simply means that I stand a chance of being rich. It simply means that I have a fighting chance. Okay, because I have to tell myself the truth that, man, listen, I don't know what's going on, but I know that something is wrong. So I'm not ignorant of my problem. Just like I'm sick, right? If I am sick, if I have a disease and I am ignorant of that disease, the disease can kill me. So I will just die and they will take me to the hospital and they find out that, oh, he had this disease, he never got treated, and that's why he died. On the other hand, if I am aware, I am not ignorant, two things are bound to happen. Number one is that I'll be going for frequent checkup. So I will be going for frequent checkups and I'll be able to spot a disease when it is developing. I'll be able to treat it. Number one. Number two is that I'll be going for frequent checkups and I will have the opportunity to know the things to do to prevent myself from having a disease. So if that is the case, it simply means that my knowing can prevent me or can save me from a problem. So in the case of poverty and ignorance, it simply means that a man who is poor on one hand and a man who is ignorant on the other hand have equal chance to access opportunity. The man who is poor, all right, but not ignorant, can access the opportunity more than the person who is ignorant. It also means that a person who is ignorant, even if he has money, because of course there are some ignorant people that have money, maybe they inherited wealth or they got lucky, you know, there was one hit opportunity for them, maybe they sang a song and blew or something just happened, but that doesn't still take away the fact that they are stupidly ignorant. So even if you have money but still ignorant, it simply means that you don't have a fighting chance in the future. So this is the reason why I always advise people that your number one job, your number one task as a human being is to ensure that you improve your ignorance. Improve it. Learn so that you can become less ignorant. Now, let's quickly get to the Bible. There is a case that was given in the book of Proverbs about a wise man who saved a city from calamity. Now, this guy was so wise, you know, that he was able to give a good advice and the city was saved. But the Bible says that he remained a poor man. He died a poor man. Now, that is a poor man who never knew that he was poor. And you can really find something like this with a lot of educated people. That's why I'm very, very, very weary and very concerned about people who are highly educated. There is this thing that happens to your ability to spot your ignorance the more you go to school. All right? That's why the most dangerous people in life are not those who don't know, but those who don't know that they don't know. Or those who don't think, or those who think that they know when they don't know. They are very dangerous to deal with because you can't teach them. Okay, so that's why in the university you will see professors of finance, professors of capital market, professors of real estate, professors of this and that who are dead broke. Okay, it's just a case of that guy in the Bible. This guy did not know that he was poor, or he did not believe that he was poor. So ignorance was his problem, not poverty. Ignorance was his problem, not poverty. So ignorance was what killed him, because, I mean, there is a war coming. There is a problem coming. And if this problem is not tackled, it would destroy the empire. I am a wise man. I have knowledge. I know what you can do as a king to save this nation from calamity. If I ask you to give me 1/3 of the empire, that's not asking for too much. So if I were the guy, and I know that guy, I am poor, and such opportunity presents itself, I know that, listen, I know a solution that can save these people. What I would do is to go into a pact with the kingdom that, listen, I will give you an idea that will save this nation. When that idea is done, or when my idea works, all I ask of you is to give me 1/3 of the empire. So I would have become rich. So what is happening is that people don't die out of poverty because of poverty. People die in poverty because of ignorance. Why? Because as you go through life, if you're able to improve your ignorance, that's if you're able to learn and become better, you will always run into opportunities that will give you leverage to change your situation. All right? Because if you don't have money, but you have improved level of ignorance. What that means, why I use improved level of ignorance, is because there is no human being that is not ignorant. Okay, every human being is ignorant to a very large extent. That's why the wise don't speak much. They are always hungry to learn. The rich don't speak much. They are always studying. They're always trying to know more. Why? Because they know that they don't know. There is a lot they don't know. In fact, one of my mentors told me once that what the thing he fears is not what he knows, but it is what he doesn't know that he knows. It is what he doesn't know that he doesn't know. So because of that, he's always very quiet. He's always trying to know. He's always trying to assess people's wisdom before he gives any contribution. All right. So improve the ignorance simply means that you're studying, you're learning, so that you can be able to spot opportunities. You can be able to position yourself right, so that when the opportunity of your time comes, you can know it and you can seize it. So ignorance is more dangerous than poverty. Ignorance is more dangerous than poverty. And that is why I tell people, don't run around looking for money. Money is not your problem. It is your ignorance that is your problem. Money is not my problem. It is my ignorance that is my problem. There is something that if I knew it today and do it, I'll make $1 million. There's something. There's something within my circumference, within my reality, within my circle of influence, that if I'm able to know it today and engage it, in the next 3, 6, 5 days, I'll make $1 million. But I don't know it yet. And that's why I haven't made $1 million yet. I don't have $1 million yet. All right? So my concern every day is not what I don't have in my bank account. It is what I don't have in my brain. My concern every day is what I don't have in my brain, not what my bank account is saying. So because of that, I am more concerned to grab wisdom, to grab knowledge, to cut wisdom every day, every minute, to improve what I have in my head. Because if I improve what I have in my head, I'll be able to improve what I have in my bank account. And that is why intelligent financial mindfulness is important. Now, I don't teach financial intelligence. I believe that financial intelligence is a low conversation. right? It's a low conversation. It's a conversation that will cause defensiveness. I mean, nobody will believe that he's not financially intelligent. So why are we going that route? So when you mention financial intelligence, the opposite of it is financial ignorance, and everybody will run away. So I teach intelligent financial mindfulness. All right, and that's you will ascertain how your IFM is, how you are intelligently financially mindful by answering some questions. All right, those questions will help you know if you're intelligent financially mindful or not. So it is important that we stop focusing on our lack of money and begin to focus on our lack of knowledge. What you don't know about money is more dangerous than what you know. Okay, what you don't know about money is more dangerous than what you know. What will wipe out your empire that you built for yourself, or that you're already building or you have built, is what you do not know. So your quest every day is not to get more money. Your quest every day should be to improve yourself, to know more things that you don't know now. So I submit it to you guys that ignorance is more dangerous and more deadly than poverty. Thank you guys for having me in this program. I really appreciate you, and God bless you all.